Hi there, Lenka Kopová, Operations Manager at Tablog here for a special travelogue edition of Tab Talk, the podcast for managed service providers. I've called my colleagues Richard Tapp and Stephen McCormick, who are attending two busy events in London this week. The first event, MSP Show, was co-located with the SITS Service Desk Show and the Super Summit organized by Super Ops. Boys, how are you doing? I can see some chat things happening. I presume you're having a great time at the beer and banter after party. But how were these past days?
Good, very good indeed. You're right. You can hear a bit of a hubbub in the background. So we're on day three of our trip to London. And we're at the MSP Super Summit, which is hosted by Super Ops. It has been a phenomenal day. We'll get to that, but we've got a beer in hand while we're doing it because the beer and banter is kicking off. But yeah, we've just, prior to today, we spent 2 days at the Service Desk Show and the MSP Show. Now, it was interesting down at London XL because the Service Desk Show is an institution in the IT industry. It's been around for years and years and years, very well attended, very well known. But this is the first year, isn't it, Steve, that they've hosted the MSP Show as part of the event.
Yeah, yes.
I know, Steve, that you got some fingers in, you know, helping the MSP Show be what it is. So tell me about it.
Well, yeah. So I first spoke to one of the organizers, David Maguire, must have been about 6 months ago, and he was looking for he was looking for kind of inspiration as to who might want to attend and speak at the events. And I kind of pointed him in the direction of a few people. So, I think I did help him out a little bit there, but of course he did all the work himself. So.
And from what I could have seen from afar, it looked like a very busy, very successful event. If that was organized in 6 months, heads off, sounds incredible.
Well, it was a really good event. And I say that with like a degree of shock, because all three of us have been to like loads of different IT events. And we just know that sometimes, it can be a vendor pitch fest and there's not a lot of educational material and, you know, it's too loud or... But this was just pitched really, really well. All the speakers, I heard really good things about a number of different speakers. And the networking was great. We bumped into lots of MSPs that we know and love. We met lots of new friends there as well. There was a large number of MSP exhibitors in the hall as well. So just off the top of my head, I'm thinking we saw the guys from Endida. We saw Huntress there. Who else did we see?
Well, of course, we saw Super Ops there. We saw Sales Builder. And is it Answer Connect that you met with as well?
Yeah, there was like so many different companies there. But which like talks did you go and see? Because we were recording so many different videos that you would have seen on social media with MSPs and vendors talking about what's going on at the event. But Steve got the opportunity. I didn't, but Steve got the opportunity to go to some of the speaker sessions.
So, I mean, the conference agenda itself was absolutely amazing. It had such great speakers. It was actually hard to kind of choose which of the speakers to kind of pick from. I initially went on the first conference part of the agenda to see my friend from the South Birmingham Tech Tribe, Michelle Coombs of the Tech Leadership Network, and she gave a fascinating talk about how to improve your services as a managed service provider, and it was just full of useful nuggets. Which I will be including in the article write-up, of course.
Mm. And there was, the service desk side of the show. I'm going to say this. I don't know if I'm going to get into trouble with David and the team at the event organizers here. I know the service desk show has been going for a long time, but my goodness, the hubbub was all on the MSP side. So people were coming into the hall, instead of turning right to go to the service desk part, they were turning left to go to the managed service provider part, which, of course, is the new kid on the block. And I think that next year you'll see a much bigger managed service provider presence there because people came down from all over the country, from different countries, in fact, to go there. And they just nailed it. It was a really good event.
The footfall was absolutely intense. And, you know, we have been to a few of these expo-style events recently. It was just nonstop, wasn't it? It was just full of people. We couldn't walk more than 10 feet without bumping into somebody that we knew or somebody that we wanted to have conversations with. So from that perspective, it was an absolute success.
Yeah. So 2 days of really good event down there at the London XL, which is like a huge venue. And that's enough to finish anybody off. But
yeah,
no.
That sounds exhausting. That sounds like the 2 days for punishment.
Gluttons for punishment. Yeah.
Enter today when you are at the Super Up Super Summit and you're not just attending, you both were hosting a panel. So tell me about how did it go?
It was brilliant. It was a really good day. So we're
fantastic
at
the
Royal College of Surgeons, The View, it's called, in the centre of London. Just a beautiful venue up high. You know, you can see a lot of London here. Really great venue for staff, people coming along, and the audio and everything was great as well. So all the basics were in place. It was a great venue, great audio. But yeah, we hosted, well, I kicked things off really, didn't I? Arvind Parthibon, who is the CEO and co-founder of SuperOps, kicked the day off with a short keynote talking about the changing state of the MSP industry and how MSPs really, 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 let me say it again, really need to embrace AI at this point because the world is changing. And that's been something we've been talking about at Tublog for a long time. And then it was the start of my panel session. So SuperOps gave me carte blanche to do whatever I wanted, which is a testament to them. So I pulled together what I called the Super MSPs of Europe. So we had Vera Tucci from T Consulting in Italy. We had Joe Burns from Reformed IT in the East Midlands. We had Scott Riley from Cloud Nexus up in Leeds. And we also had one of my great friends and mentors, Mark Taylor from Chorus, who have been in business over 20 years. Mark was actually, Lenka, the person, one of the people who got me started in the managed service industry. So it was a personal thrill to spend some time with him. And we were on stage. We had like 45 minutes. And basically, I question, quizzed, probed these guys and gals on what makes them tick and why they are super MSPs. And the response we got to it was really, really strong. So I'm so pleased with the way that session went.
Yeah,
I really hope that there will be some summary, some write-up, some info about that, because that session sounds insanely amazing.
Well, I mean, I think we are going to get a copy of the recordings from these amazing speakers, because I mean, not just Richard's panel, but there was just some absolutely stellar acts on. I mean, I can't even just describe them any more than that. We had Juan Fernandez, who is the channel chief of SuperOps. We had we had Mark Copeman, who's always great at marketing. So yeah, it was an absolutely stellar lineup, really.
And I see you brought another guest. Hi there.
Special guest. So we've got Vera Tucci, who I was speaking about from Italy, T Consulting, who was one of the super MSPs of Europe on our panel. How did you find it?
I think it was energizing and it was inspiring listening to all the other speakers' stories and their insights about their companies, the industry, all the things that they're going through. I got a lot of information out of it. And I think I'm going back home energized.
I was sat next to Vera for the rest of the event because she's a pal and we love talking and stuff. But I glanced across and even though I can't read Italian, I get the feeling from looking at her notebook that she took a ton of notes. And the really interesting thing to me, Lenka, I spoke to, you know, the other panelists who, you know, these are the rock stars of the MSP industry, Vera and the others. They were learning from each other on stage as well. So I can only imagine the impact it had on the audience there. But how have you found the day as a whole?
I think it was very well built. It was not just about hearing the experts, but it's also the thought leadership, the mindset behind it, the way that you can prepare for success, the marketing part. We've been doing good marketing for a while now, but you're never done. You're never done growing and getting better. So listening to all these people in one room, one after the other, giving you like the best of their insights. I think it's amazing that there are still events like this, because right now we have, I think there's a lack of events of this kind of value. A lot of MSP events revolve around a product and the sales pitching part. We've talked about this, the vendors pushing a product, And we need products and we need technology, but we also need listening to people that are willing to share their stories and experience, and they're willing to share their, you know, the do's and don'ts of the industry. So I think that today was a very good MSP event, from the MSPs to the MSPs. Even we were done with our panel in 45 minutes at the beginning of the day. I enjoyed the rest of the day so much. And as Richard mentioned, I took a lot of notes, because most of the times I take notes on, okay, how can I put this back into my company?
Yeah.
What can I do starting from Monday? And I have quotes and I have insights, and it's great. It was an amazing event overall.
Awesome. Thank you so much for sharing that.
Big person here.
So I've just brought another guest across here, because we were talking about, I think Vera was talking about this event and the community that it pulls together, how we need more of these type of events.
We do.
Not vendor pitches, not selling to an audience, just educating. So I brought the man of the hour, too sweet to be sour, Arvind Harpiban, who is the CEO and co-founder of SuperOps.
Woohoo! That's what we learned today.
So you can tell we've got some beers on the go here.
Level 10.
Yeah. Where did the idea for Super Summit come from? Because you've got a clear vision for what you wanted this to be, and it's not about pitching and selling to people.
Yeah. No, I think I told you in the morning session, right? Like, I run another community called SaaS Boomi in India. So I've been a lost founder who tried to build my company, my last gig in Zarget. So we don't know everything as a business owners. We are experts in one thing. I'm a marketer, but I don't know everything about running a business. SaaS Boomi is a place where I actually can go to talk to other founders, reach out, and genuinely they help. So I know it can be lonely to be a entrepreneur. Sometimes it can actually get to you. And I thought, like, MSP owners are also like SaaS founders who need help from other MSP owners. So I kind of felt that, hey, maybe there is a SaaS Boomi. If there was a SaaS Boomi kind of a community here, with genuinely people are here to help and just to give back to the community, that would be a great thing. So that's the whole idea behind Super Summit.
Well, you've done a great job of it. And Lenka, this is the third Super Summit that Super Ops have run in London. However, it's become a worldwide thing now.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
We are doing a roadshow in US, like almost 7 cities. Caught up on US as well, but started in London. London is my favorite spot. So, yeah, it's going good.
Well, it's awesome. I'll give you a cheers and let you get back to the party. I've just dragged this man away from a lot of people who wanted to speak to him. But thanks for catching up with him.
Cheers for all the support.
Thank you so much.
I mean, the feedback has been excellent. I mean, as Vera was saying, it's good to hear from other growing MSPs, what they've done, what they've implemented. And the key message of the day was, take something and implement it. Don't just take it and sit on it. Just use it, make it part of your plan and implement it. Don't just let it wait until a day when you're free. The time is now.
Yeah. You've hit the nail on the head. I said at the end of our panel session, my great mentor, a guy called Arlen Sorensen, who listeners to Tub Talk might be familiar with, a very well-known name in especially North America MSP scene, he told me that vision without execution is hallucination. And that's a really smart way of saying, hey, ideas without doing something with those ideas are just ideas written on pieces of paper.
I'm going to steal that. That's nice.
That I put down on my paper and say, okay, I'm going to use this as long as with other quotes from today.
Yeah, absolutely. But I guess we want to shine a light on the other man of the hour, and that's our very own Steve McCormack here. So, Steve,
what,
tell us.
Me?
Yes. Tell us about your panel session.
So I was invited to bring along some of the MSPs that are kind of in the nimble MSP space. So we're talking about one-man bands or teams of like two or three. So I brought together a panel from all over the country. So we had Gareth Edwards from Stoke. We had Alex Harvey, who's based in the kind of Norwich area. And also Tony Edwards, who's from a different part of the UK. So, yeah, it was great because everyone already knows, success comes with like... with like planning for the future, for having your budgets grow to meet the demand and have your sales funnel working out. But to have a great start, to get the best start, sometimes you have to fail. Sometimes you have to make mistakes. So that's what this panel was about. It was learning from those mistakes. And here we have right now, Gareth, who was on my panel. Gareth, how did you find it all?
Gareth Westwood.
It was absolutely awesome. Really, really good to be on stage. Beautifully, beautifully led session. So thank you for asking the right questions.
It was my pleasure. Thank you. Yeah.
And nice to be invited to come and speak. So
brilliant.
That's all cool.
Is there any piece of advice that you gave as a small, nimble MSP that maybe, you know, the big guys, the guys who've been doing it for 20 odd years and have a massive company, that maybe they don't share this kind of an advice because for them it's automatic. But the smaller MSPs, they might not think about that, or they really need this advice.
I think with a lot of these things, people know what they're supposed to be doing. They know what they should be doing. And sometimes it's just useful to get a reminder that you should be doing those things, and to use that then as a prompt or an aid memoir, as it were, just to say, this is the stuff that I should be doing, and just getting a bit of a kick in the behind to remind you about that is useful, really.
So for example, I think that Gareth knows well he needs to put a bit more emphasis behind his marketing engine, which is one of the points you raised, wasn't it? So yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I've done no sales and marketing stuff for probably 5 years or something like that, and that's now starting to show on my bottom line, essentially. So getting a reminder that I need to be doing that sort of stuff is always good.
Thank you, Gareth.
No problem at all.
We just tore Gareth away from his food and drink, and I can see him twitching now. So we better let him get back.
Get another
to that,
drink
we?
In.
I think you've earned it, Gareth.
Thank you, boys.
Well, it sounds like a wonderful, wonderful couple of days, especially today with so much learning, so much insights from, as I said, the big guys to the small guys from all around Europe and all around UK. I have a few questions for you. If you're up for a little bit of a game before I let you go to have more beer and banter, I would take a leaf out of my colleague's Pascal Svitoni's book, who Pascal's supposed to be here. I'm just filling in for him today. I have a couple of questions. Are you up for a little quiz?
Yeah, I think you're better off asking us now before we get the next beer.
Well, I was going to say, we are on very small fumes of our energy now too, as well, because it's been three full on days.
We normally make a mess of these quizzes anyway and embarrass ourselves.
Yeah, so I don't think it's going to be any different.
Beer in the system. Yeah, go for it.
Okay, so question number one: it's true or false? The Excel Center opened its door for the first time in 2012, coinciding with the London Olympics.
We got to do it at the same time.
So three, two, one, true.
Okay, interesting. False. November 2000, all 12 years before the Olympics, in an area of a huge regeneration in London's historic rail docks. So not one, boys. Question number two: what was the very first event held at Excel London? We now know that it has nothing to do with Olympics. Was it the London International Dog Show? Was it the London International Boat Show? Or was it the London International Media Show?
So A, B, or C? We do it after three again?
After three again.
One, two, three. C.
Okay, so whoever said B is right. I gave you
This is the first time in the history of the show I've got one right.
Yeah, it's in the London's historic Royal Docks, so it would make sense that it was the International Boat Show. Okay, question number three. True or false, Microsoft Excel is the world's first spreadsheet program?
Three, two, one, false.
Okay, and could you tell then who was the first one?
Lotus. No. VisiCalc?
Absolutely.
I need to drink on air more often, clearly.
You have stolen one question from me. We're going to skip that one then, because it was talking about the Royal College of Surgeons of England, where you are right now, which you obviously know where you are, which is good. So I have a last question, and I think you will like this one. We are recording this travelogue during Beer and Banter wrap-up event. So what is the most popular beer in the UK? Is it Guinness? Is it San Miguel? Or is it Heineken?
Three, two, one. Guinness?
Heineken.
It is definitely Guinness.
Yes.
We were only talking about it in the year. We went out for a beer last night and we're saying, should we have a Guinness? No, it's horrible stuff.
We found some absolutely fantastic places, actually, that were right by the hotel. We found a really nice pub called The Enterprise. Shout out to them because they looked after us so, so well.
They did.
And then they told us where to go and get food, which was a Korean restaurant just across the way. And they had karaoke, but unfortunately, we were too late. They were closing. But the food was absolutely gorgeous, wasn't it?
Yeah. And I think we might be going back there for karaoke at some point. So we're not going to record that because nobody wants to hear that. Not even us, really.
I don't even think that the international dog show would appreciate us singing. Would it, Richard? So,
well, sounds like you're having lots of fun. I guess we have a winner for this one, Richard. You had a few more points, just a smidge, but this one goes to you. So, you know, beer's on you tonight, apparently.
I can live with that.
I'll let you go back to networking, beer and banter and food. Thanks for listening, everyone. If you'd like to stay in touch with Richard and Stephen or anyone mentioned, obviously we will link everyone in the description below. You can find all their work on Tablog, the hub for MSPs. We have podcasts with lots of these people on there already. And see you there on the road again soon.
Cheers, mate.
Cheers, mate. And thank you.
Cheers, Blanca.
Hey team, this is Richard again. Just one more thing before you take off, and that is MSP Insights. Now, every Tuesday, I share my thoughts on the business of IT with you, the managed service community. Thousands of managed service providers already subscribe to MSP Insights. It's easy to sign up, easy to cancel. MSP Insights is basically a short email from me every Tuesday without fail with advice on growing your IT business, plus cool resources I found, discovered, or started exploring that week. It's kind of like my diary of cool things and often includes articles or books I've read, tools I've discovered, and events I think you'd be interested in, often sent to me by my friends and Tub Talk podcast guests. So if that sounds fun, a short tiny bite of MSP goodness every Tuesday, and you'd like to try it out, just go to go.tub.co/Tuesday. That's go.tub.co/Tuesday. Drop in your email and you'll get the very next one. Thanks for listening.